Okay, today is Daf Beis of Masechta Sukkah, a brand new Masechta. Masechta Sukkah is about Sukkah. It's also about the Vdal Avinim. It's also about Hallel. It's also about the Beis HaMikdash. And it's also about the Yom Tov of Sukkot in general. A lot of it, the second half, is a lot of it about the Nyonim of the Beis HaMikdash and Hallel, Hoshanis, Karbonos, the families of the Kahanim. All that's in the second half of the Masechta. First half of the Masechta, first two prakim are not easy. They're about the building of a sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, yeshiva sukkah, and they're complicated. They're hard, and they're a lot of math-based, and a lot of ideas about Erevin ideas, about mechitzas, and how to make walls into longer walls, and how to combine walls, and all these kinds of things. Okay? With that brief introduction, just the Aruch HaNer points out, why do we start... You know, if you take out a Parshas Emor and look at the Torah, the mitzvah of Dal Minim come first. And after the Dal Minim, then the mitzvah of Sukkah is written. So why does this Masechta start off with Sukkah? It should start off with Dal Minim. And the answer is, yeah? And the answer is two answers. It's first of all, you do the mitzvah of Sukkah before you do the mitzvah of Dal Minim. Because you sit in the Sukkah at night, and Dal Minim is only by day. So the mitzvah of Sukkah comes first, which begs the question, why did the Torah put the mitzvah of Dal Minim first? That I don't know. I don't know. And then he also says that there's a kiyum of a mitzvah of building a sukkah. There's no kiyum of a mitzvah of shopping for a Dal Minim. There's no such kiyum. It's a hechsher. You can't do the Dal Minim if you don't have them. But there's no mitzvah to do it, unlike sukkah, which there is. So that's why it's written first.
Also, I heard...
Yeah?
It's like the Chag HaMatzos. We call... Hashem calls
it Chag HaMatzos
for us because we're doing this. So is
that do with
Sukkah? So also, I think the idea is Sukkah, for us, it's more... Hashem's covering us, right? So we're putting Hashem first.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. Oh, very nice. Oh, very nice. That's okay. Very good. Here we go. Sukkah, if you have a Sukkah, Shigavo L'mayel M'yasser Mama, that is more than 20 amos tall, meaning from the floor to the schach, it's more than 20 amos tall. Psula, it's puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda, machsher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not puzzle, it's kosher. Okay? Very simple machlokas. Starts off being very simple. Yeah? How far... What should he say?
Kosher and
no kosher. Why does the Tanna Kamma say psula? The Gemara's going to ask that question.
What?
The Gemara's going to ask that question. Another halacha. V'she'en a gavoa asar tvachim. If it's not even 10 tvachim tall, you know, squeeze into a little dollhouse sukkah, not even that tall, or v'she'en la shalosh tefanos, or it doesn't even have three walls, or v'she'chamasa meruba mitzulasa, or more sun than shade in the sukkah, streaming into the sukkah, there's more sun than shade. Psula, in all these cases, it is pasul, right? Rashi says, v'shechamasa meruba mitzulasa, hamuat batal barov. There's less schach than sun, right? So it's as if, v'havei k'mi k'mo she'eno, it's as if there is no schach at all. V'al shem ha'schach kari sukkah. The word sukkah comes from the word schach. The word sukkah comes to the word schach. So the key is the schach. If you don't have enough sun, if you don't have enough schach, that there's more sun than shade, you have a problem. And the sukkah is not kosher. Okay? Now, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Erevin, very similar Mishnah. Mavui, now Mavui, it doesn't mean Mavui, it means the beam of a Mavui. A Mavui is an alleyway. Now, Minatora, you're not allowed to carry from a, Minatora you are allowed to carry, from a chatzar into a mavui, because they're both rishus hayachids. They're both rishus hayachids. A mavui is rishus hayachid, and a chatzar is rishus hayachid. But it looks like a rishus rabbim. It smells like a, it tastes, it feels like a rishus rabbim, because it's a thoroughfare, but it's really a rishus hayachid. So the chamed zero. You can't carry from a chatzar into a mavui, unless you make some kind of hecker that the mavui is really not a rishus rabbim. How do you do that? Either you put a crossbeam, or a lechi, or a pole, right? Or Terus HaPesach. So we're talking about this crossbeam. This crossbeam, Mavui should gavo me'esher mama, if it's taller than 20 amos, you might. So lower it. lower it to be less than 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't on tzarech. You don't have to lower it. Just like he held that a sukkah is higher than 20 amos is okay, a mavli high, it doesn't mean a mavli. The Gemara calls it a mavli. It means the cross beam. If the, I call it a mavli. If the beam is higher than 20, the korah, I'm sorry, the korah. No, but they call it mavli. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't on tzarech. You don't have to lower. Just like a sukkah can be more than 20 amos, so do the cross beam also give more than 20 amos tall. But that's not the question. The question is, Maishna Gabi Sukkah, how come over here in our Sukkah, in our Mishnah and Sukkah, Tani Psula? The Mishnah says it's puzzle. Puzzle. More than 20 amos, puzzle. Umaishna Gabi Mavui, Tani Takanta. And how come by Mavui, it says the Lashon of Takanta? Fix it. Go fix it. Go lower it. That's the Gemara's question. Why over here does it say puzzle? And over there it says, I have it waiting for you to fix it. Why don't you over here to fix it? So the Gemara answers, a difficult answer. Sukkah de oraisa, a sukkah which is a din de oraisa, tani psula. We use the lashon of puzzle. That's it, it's puzzle. It's puzzle. Mavui de rabbanon, tani takanta. A mavui which the rabbanon made up, what it made it up. Minatora, there's no such thing as a mavui. There's no such thing as a crossbeam. So therefore, in Minatora, the rabbanon made it up. We use a lashon of fix it.
There's a simple solution. Yeah. One is a beam and one's wool. No. Once you take apart the sukkah, how are you gonna get it down? I take it apart. It's not a sukkah anymore.
Well, you can lower the schach.
No, you can't. You just can't lower schach. How do you do that?
Then what? I don't know.
Same thing. One, you have to knock down the wall in order to the sukkah. You have to knock down the wall in order to make it. Don't you just drop a beam?
Now, what kind of answer is that? So what? One's the right, one's the wrong. What kind of answer is that? This is what Rashi says. Tell me what you think of this Rashi. Rashi says, what?
The Rashi is actually not a bad answer.
What does that mean? Why can't I fix it if it's the Rashi? I can still fix it. Why did the Torah use a lot? Why did the Mishnah use a lot of puzzle? I'm allowed to fix it. I'm allowed to. So tell me to fix it. No, it's the Rashi. So what? I'm allowed to fix it. It's not like I'm not allowed to. When you walk in, the rabbi comes over to your sukkah. By the way, the sukkah's too big. You don't fix it, you're not going to be able to sit in it. Oh, I better fix it. Of course. That's not what the Mishnah says. Puzzle. Why puzzle? So, Rashi says, Sukkah d'oraisa, the esrim ama delay, yalfinan midoraisa. Because if sukkah is higher than 20 amos, it's a d'osr midoraisa, it's puzzle midoraisa. V'kodim shenishnas ha-mishnah, and before this Mishnah was taught, nemra shi'ura mi-sinai, everybody knew this Mishnah anyway, because it was taught at Har-Sinai. However, Tani Pesula, that's why it says Pesula. Listen to this. Shayich lemisni ba'loshen pasul. It's shayich to say a loshen of pasul. Klomar. Lo nasis ketara o'kilchasa. You didn't do it right. You built a sukkah wrong. However, mavui, but a mavui, the kula midrabanon, the whole thing is made up by the rabbis. The midaraisa, sagile b'shalosh mechitzos, minat Torah, you can carry in a mavui. No problem. You only need this crossbeam. Because Rabbanon said so. Tani Takanta. That's why it says Takanta. That's why it says... Once again, Jonathan, you're on tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good, excellent. Remind him. Tani Takanta. It says Takanta. To go fix it. Why? Look at this Rashi. It's not Shaykh. To say it's puzzle. Because the man pasul called him shem nishnas mishnazu. Before the Mishnah, Ervin wrote that if a mavui is less than 20 amos, mavui is more than 20 amos, it's pasul. Who knew that? Who knew that? Nobody knew it. Harehu tchilas haraaso is the first time anyone ever heard such a thing. Umitzvaso and the mitzvah of mavui. No one ever heard about it because the rabbis made it up. So when the chevra got together to learn mishnayis and they learned themselves Ervin and somebody said, "What's that about?" So we'll sit down and listen. And the first Mishnah says a mavui. No, first Mishnah. One of the Mishnah says a mavui. It's more than 20 amos. You should better lower it. I can't tell you it's possible because no one ever heard about this halacha before. Therefore, it says the word lower it. But sukkah, which everybody knew from the midbar already, from Har Sinai, the Mishnayos came much later. It's right. It's appropriate to say the word possible. I would never in a million years dreamed up this answer. The Rashi says such an interesting answer. I would have said. Yeah, like Mati said, Midaraisa will be a little more, you know, we say it a little more strictly, and Midarabanan we say it a little more cool. Such an interesting Rashi. That's the first answer. Iboy Zema is another answer. Bidaraisa Nami Tani Takanta. Really, the truth is, I would tell you to fix it. Why not tell you to fix it? So you made a sukkah too small. So what? Too large. So what? However, Mihu, sukkah, the Mishnah of sukkah, Dinefishi Milsa. There's a lot of things in this Mishnah. There are three halachas in this Mishnah. Sukkah's too big, sukkah's too small, doesn't have any walls, and more sun than shade. So I got to tell you how to fix each one. That's a very long, wordy Mishnah. Not going to do that. Tani, pasuk v'tani p'sula. We just say pasul. The whole thing is no good. Go learn a halacha. Go figure out how to make it better. Because there's so many different things going on in this Mishnah. So to say, to explain each one, this one you have to lower. That one you have to raise. That one you need more schach. That one you need more walls. Mavui. But the case of the mavui, the crossbeam, t'lanafesh milsa. There's nothing else to say in that Mishnah. It just says if it's too tall. Tani takanta, the Gemara will tell you how to, the Mishnah will tell you how to fix it. In the Chanami, the Mishnah could have said it. But there's so many things to say, the Mishnah didn't want to say a long Mishnah. Okay. Yeah. The Rashi says, where is it? Yeah. Oh, Yishana Adam Talmidah B'derech Tzara. You should teach your Talmidim in a quick way, in a short way. Don't elaborate, belabor, schlep around. Right? So therefore, the mission just says pasul. Okay. Menahani Mili, how do you know that a sukkah can't be more than 20 amas tall? Whoever made up that rule? Who made that rule up? So, Amar Rabba, Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, Laman Yedu Doro Sechem, you should know for generations, Ki B'sukkah So Shafti Es B'nei Yisrael, that the B'nei Yisrael sat in a sukkah. This pasuk means that you should tell your children and your grandchildren, they should tell their children, for all future, you should know that why we're sitting in a sukkah. You have to know why you're sitting in a sukkah. Right? Not enough. Someone asks, why am I putting on tefillin? I don't know. The chok, Hashem said put on tefillin. I don't know why. When it comes to sukkah, you can't give that answer. You can't give that answer. You have to say, I know why. That because we sat in sukkahs in the midbar. That's why. You can't give the answer like, why can't I eat non-kosher foods? I don't know. I have no idea why not. The Torah said don't. You believe in the Torah, you don't do it. When it comes to sukkah, you can't say that. But Rava makes a drasha. There's Rava. Rava makes a drasha. Ad esher mama, until up to 20 amos, adam yodea shudar b'sukkah. A person knows he's sitting in a sukkah. Lamailam esher mama, more than 20 amos, ain adam yodea shudar b'sukkah. He doesn't even realize he's sitting in a sukkah. Why? Mishum de la shilta ba'ina. Because your eyes don't go so high. A normal person doesn't eat like this. He eats looking at his food, looking at the other people at the table. Doesn't look sitting up. So you don't even realize, you don't even comprehend, you don't even understand that he's sitting in a sukkah, and therefore, it doesn't count. Therefore, it's not a kosher sukkah. So according to Rabba, it's a drasha based on a pasuk in the Torah. Reb Zera says, Mehacha, a different pasuk. It says in Yeshaya, V'sukkah tiyye l'tzil, a sukkah will be for you for shade, l'yomam, during the day, mechorev, from the heat. And Tosfos says, wait a minute. It also says in that pasuk, Tosfos read the rest of the pasuk. It also says in that pasuk that it'll be ulemachase ulemistar mizerem, and it'll be a protection from the zerem umimatar, from the rain. So maybe you should make your schach that rain can't come in. Same pasuk. So he says, no, that can't be right because we know from other places that it has to be that rain can come in. Has to be that way. That it's possible for rain to come in, so it can't be that it's like a real roof. Can't be. I, the pasuk, okay, what can I tell you? It can't be. Ad esher mama, up to 20 amos, adam yoshev b'tzil sukkah. Up to 20 amos, a person sits in the shade of the sukkah. L'mayla mi esher mama, more than 20 amos, ein adam yoshev b'tzil sukkah, ela b'tzil defanos. Once the walls get so high, the shade of the sukkah is given by the walls, not the roof.
Which is not necessarily true.
One second. We'll get to that in 1 second. The Rav asks a question which doesn't really have an answer about this. 1 second. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, 1 second. Elamiyat, if that's true, Hosei Sukkos of Ashdod's Kanayim. Let's say you make your sukkah in Ashdod's Kanayim, which is in the middle of a valley, and you're down in the valley, so there's no sun in that valley. Has nothing to do with the walls. It's because of the mountains. The mountains are blocking the sun. So, hachinami, do I have a sukkah? That's not a good sukkah. not a good sukkah. Now, Amalei, no. Hasam over there, Dal Ashtaros Kanayim. If the mountains wouldn't be there, if there'd be no mountains, it could sell sukkah. There would be the shade from the sukkah. The fact that there's an outside factor in the world that's preventing the sun from coming into your sukkah, that has nothing to do with Hilchas Sukkah. Hacha, but over here, Dal Defanos, if you would take away the walls, Leka Tzel Sukkah. There'll be no shade for the sukkah.
You don't say that about a tree.
I was just about to say that.
What?
You don't say that about a tree.
Correct.
Not like this, like crazy, but
correct.
A tree, it's anywhere over it. Oh.
Correct.
No, a tree is only on, over the schach. Anything that's on the sides is an array tree.
Right.
What's the problem with a tree that covers the schach? If the sukkah, according to this logic, if the sukkah would be good anywhere, it should be, if the sukkah is good by itself, no matter where you put it, it should be good. Who cares what it's under?
So the Ritva asks the following question. If the issue is that you have to get shade from the schach and not the walls, so then obviously, what are we talking about? Let's say 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning, you're not getting shade from the schach anyway, because the sun's not high enough. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not getting shade from the schach either, because the sun's too low. So what are we talking about? We're talking about noon. Noon, it doesn't matter how tall your sukkah is, the sun's directly above the sukkah. So of course, the whole shade is protected from the schach. So what's the Gemara talking about? If it's 20 amas tall, you're not protected by the walls. You're not protected by the schach, only the walls. It's not true. The only time that matters, because during the rest of the times of the day, when it's the beginning of the day and the end of the day, of course, you know what he's asking? When it's the beginning of the day and it's the end of the day, there's no question you're protected from the walls, by the walls. It's not shaykh, even if you had a small sukkah, it's not the schach, it's the walls. Why? It's the morning time. The sun's not up yet. The sun just got up, and the sun's just setting. So in those times of the day, there's no question that the walls are protecting you from the shade. That's okay. What's the key? The key is noon, when the sun's directly overhead. When the sun's directly overhead, what's the difference how tall your sukkah is? It can be 100 amas tall. You're protected from the sun, from the sun, from the schach. What's going on here? It's a very good question. It's such a good question that it doesn't really answer it, the Ritva. The Ritva says that it's only true in Tammuz time, now, this time of year, that the sun directly overhead is directly overhead. But in Tishrei, even at noon, it's not directly overhead. And therefore, it's slightly off. And therefore, even at noon, you're being protected by the walls. And that's the problem. If it's 20 amas tall.
He's saying where? This is an Eretz Yisrael.
That's what he's saying.
This is in Bavol, where is this?
He says, he quotes in the name of Tosfos, Shadavka b'tkufas Tammuz, hachama be'em taharikia. Only in this Tammuz, summertime, the sun's directly overhead. Avol b'yimei Tishrei, afilu b'chatzi ayom, even midday, hachama notil l'tzad dorom. It's a little bit off. Ve'eno mamish be'em taharikia. It's not mamish in the center. L'kein, al tzar al aschach, then the sale comes from the defanos. That's a problem.
Here's the problem, that concept.
Yeah.
Okay? It's dependent upon, you can't have an outside depending on where you are. Notice he's making a halach based on where. That he's in Eretz
Yisrael. Well, maybe he's in the whole world.
What?
If the earth is no longer...
It's not true, because if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's not the same as the northern.
So maybe it'll tilt in the other direction.
Exactly. Or
but the point is, it's not directly overhead. That's the point.
It may not be depending on where you are. You can't make a halacha based on where
right.
you...
Then that's why I said, the kasha is a very good kasha.
And the next
why? The kasha is that he said, if it's 20 amas tall, you're being protected by the walls. That's not true at noontime. At noontime, you are being protected by the schach. So what's the difference how tall it is? It makes no difference how tall it is.
It's also not true in a very wide sukkah. If you have a sukkah the size of this...
So that Tosfos is going to ask that on Amud Beis.
Right.
Tosfos is going to get to that on Amud Beis. His reason was, once you make the sukkah very large, you know, the sun no longer... What? Very tall. The sun no longer protects you from the schach. You're being protected... I'm sorry. The schach no longer protects you from the sun. You're being protected by the walls. That's not true at noontime. But that's the only time that matters. Because there's no shaila that in the beginning of the day and the end of the day you're being protected by the walls. Of course you are. It's not a shaila. Because of course the sun just came up. How could you have a tiny sukkah? That's not either good. So of course in the beginning of the day, in the morning, you're not being protected by the walls. That's okay. That's obviously not an issue. The only issue was noontime. That's what the Ritva was asking. It has to be that the only time we care about is noon. Because otherwise, of course you'd be protected by the walls. What do you want? That's how the sun works. It rises in the morning and sets in the evening. So there's no shiloh that the only time we care about is at noon. And if it's at noon, who cares how tall it is? The answer is no, because at noon it's not directly overhead. Where is that true? He gives like some blanket rule. It's a very good question that the Ritva asks. And that's his answer that he gives. Okay.
And that's why there's three answers.
Right. But Virava Amar, Rava gives a third answer. Mehacha from here, it says, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamim. Sit in the sukkah for 7 days. What does that mean? Amr Torah, call Shivas Yamim, every set, all set for 7 days, Tei Midiras Keva, leave your permanent dwelling, V'shei Bidiras Arai, and go into a temporary dwelling. Go into a temporary dwelling. Ad Esrim Amo, up to 20 Amos, Adam Oso Diras Odiras Arai. You will make your sukkah a temporary dwelling. Most of the time. Most people. Lamaila Meyasrimama, when it's above 20 Amos, ain't Adam Osa Diras Arai, Ella Diras Keva. Nobody will make a Diras Arai. Rather, it becomes now per. It's too tall to be temporary. It's too tall. Right? Says the Ritva, you can make a Diras Arai temporary more than 20 Amos. Perhaps it's possible. Perhaps it's possible. Right? Answer is, but will die to Eitzel Kalodim. Most people can't do it. Most people, it's not normal. Most people, it's not going to stand, and it's going to collapse. And therefore, most of the time, it's going to be a puzzle. And therefore, it's the halach is it's a puzzle. Amalei Abayis, Abayis says, 1 second, Elamayata, Osa Mechitzos Shal Barzel, you make iron walls, Fasichei Chagabon, Hachi Namit Lahavi Sukkah, it's not a valid sukkah. Don't halach like that. The walls can't be made out of iron. If it's made out of iron, you can make it 100 amas tall, 1,000 amas tall, if it's made out of iron. So Gemara says, no. Amalei Hachi Kamina, this is lach. This is what I meant to say, says Rava. Ad Chav Amma, until 20 Amos. Adam Osi Diras Odiras Arai. When a person will make it temporary, so Ki Avad Le Diras Keva Nami Nafik. If you make it out of iron, it's also good. It's also good. No Shaila. L'mayla Mechav Amma, but if it's more than 20, the Adam Osi Diras Odiras Keva, there's no other way to make it. You have to make it Diras Keva. You have to make it Keva, because otherwise it's going to collapse. So if you make it temporary, it doesn't work. Even if you make it temporary. And therefore, the cutoff is 20 amos. Now the Gemara says, there are three reasons. Rabba said, Laman Yedu. Reb Zera said, a pasuk from Yeshaya. And Rava said, because of this Keva issue. So, Kula Karaba Lo Amri. Nobody wanted to hold like Rabba. Why not? Because Laman Yedu Dorosechem doesn't mean that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you know that you're sitting in a sukkah. That's not what it means. It means you tell your children about it. Right? Hahu yedil darosi. That's going for generations. Tell your children why you're sitting in a sukkah. Kireb zera nami lo amri. Nobody wants to hold up with zera because hahu li mosa mashiach hudiksev. That pasuk in Yeshaya is not talking about sukkah at all. It's talking about yimosa mashiach. They'll be sitting in sukkahs. They'll be lovely. Now, Reb Zera knew that. Reb Zera knew Yeshaya too. Im Kain, if the Navi wanted to tell me about yimosa mashiach, Lemakra v'chuppah tiyah l'tzel yomam. A chuppah will be my shade for me. My sukkah tiyah l'tzel yomam. What sukkah? Shmas bina tarti. We'll learn both halachas out of it. Number one, it's a Yimasa Mashiach nirvana type of situation. And number two, sukkah has to be more than 20 amas tall. Can't be more than 20 amas tall. Karava nami lo amri. Nobody wanted to hold like Rava. Mishum kasha d'abaya. Because abaya is the kasha. Well, then make it out of iron. You make it out of iron, you don't have a problem. Now, Rava gave an answer, but maybe that was a little bit of a weak answer. So because of that reason, nobody wanted to hold like Rava. Now, Kiman Ozla had the Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yoshia said in the name of Rav that the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether or not this 20 amos between Rabbi Yehud, the Chacham said it came more than 20 amos, Rabbi Yehud said, yes, it can. That machlokes, says Rabbi Yoshia, That machlokes is only in a case b'she'ein defonos magias l'schach. If the walls don't reach the schach. You see that sometimes. You have a sukkah or some kind of portico or a porch or something or some kind of gazebo where the wall ends and then there's empty space and then there's the roof. That's where the Chachamim said you have to have up to 20 and Rabbi Yehuda said it can go more than 20. Aval defonos magias l'schach, but if the walls reach the schach, then I feel l'mala me'asher mami k'shira. That even if it's above 20 amos, it's kosher. Right? Even if it's above 20 amos, it would be kosher. So that's how Rabbi Yoshia, in the name of Rav, explained that machlokas. Now, which of our three answers fits into that machlokas? Which of our three answers fits into that vort? So the Gemara says, Kiman, that's Karaba. Damar Misham Dolo Shulta Ba'ina. That's because his reason was, because you don't look. The Kivan Des Vonos Megios Eschach, Mishlat Shalaj Ba'ina. You're going to certainly look. Right? So Yoshi has explained that the machlokas about the 20 Amos is in a case where the walls don't reach the Eschach. Yeah, Rabbi said that. Rabbi said, because why can't you sit in a sukkah so tall? Because the walls, you're never going to look up so high. But if the walls reach the schach, oh, look at that beautiful sukkah decoration. You keep on looking, oh, I see the schach, fantastic. So it could be even longer than more than 20 amos. That makes sense. The Rashbat says, Meiri says a very interesting thing. He says, one second, the Mishnah didn't make that chiluk. The Mishnah said a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall is no good. Now you're qualifying it. That's only if the walls don't reach the schach. But if the walls reach the schach, then it's good. Right? So that's the qualification of the Mishnah. Fine. Kiman Azla had the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Now Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, and the Gemara Rashi explains there are different vorts from Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that the machlokes about whether or not a sukkah is 20 amas tall or not is only B'she'en lo ela arba amos al arba amos. Only if the sukkah is 4x4. Aval yesh ba yoser me arba amos. But if the sukkah is more than 4x4, then yesh ba aval yesh ba yoser me arba amos al arba amos. Afil l'mayla me'as ma'arik shera. If it's more than 20 amos tall, it's kosher. Who said that? Who could that fit with? It could fit with Reb Zera, who said the issue is the shade. That was his issue. His issue was shade. Right? More than 20 amas tall, you don't get shade from the schach, you get shade from the walls. That's a problem.
I think just the opposite.
Yeah?
If you're sitting in a tiny sukkah,
yeah,
you're going to know exactly where the walls are and how high they go. And you'll see exactly where the roof is. If you're sitting in a humongous sukkah, you may not look up.
Right.
But you're sitting in a tiny, if you're sitting, I mean...
No, but you think, avalamayla me'asher ma'amak sheva, it's kosher.
In a small one.
In a big one.
I'm saying it seems to be counterintuitive.
If the walls are very tall, if the sukkah is very large, like you know, these sukkahs and these huge sukkahs by shuls, they make these big sukkahs, it could even be more than 20 amas. So who would that fit with? That wouldn't fit with Rabba. What's the difference? How big it is? It wouldn't fit with Rav, who said it's because of this Arai issue. Who cares? But Reb Zera said the issue was the shade. So if the walls are very, if the Kaman Reb Zera, the Amar, Mishum Tilhu, because of shade. The Kivan, the Revichi, it could sell sukkah. And since it's very, very big, you have tzeil from the schach. Ist Tosvos, one second. Look at the Tosvos of Yesh Ba Yosem Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, the third Tosvos. And it's like the third line. It says Tema. One second. V'chi nachshir b'rechava mashahu yeser midalat amos im hoysa gavoa me'esem afilu tuva. Let's say the sukkah is 100 amos tall. 100 amos tall. But it's 4.5 amos wide. 4.5, I'm sorry. It's 100 amos tall, but it's not 4x4. It's 4.5x4.5. So we said that if it's 4x4, it has to be less than 20. But if it's more than that, it can be more than 20. How much more than that? In other words, if it's 100 amos tall, now you added a one tefach. You still didn't solve the problem. It's 100 amos tall. So what? It's big. It's tiny. It's a small amount bigger. So how does that help? Right? Vadi ain't kan tzeil sukkah. You're not going to have any tzeil from the schach because you made it 100 amos tall. Yeah, but I made it big. I made it 4.5x4.5. That doesn't make any sense. So Tosos answers, listen to his answer, Mati. You like this answer. V'yesh lomar. De la'olam tzarech harochev ufi ha'gvoa l'fichej mendalat amos l'esrim. It's a ratio. 4 amos for 20. So if you make it 100 amos, you have to make it 20 amos. The sukkah has to be 20 by 20 amos. The ratio is 4 to 1. 20 amos to 4 amos. I'm sorry, 20 amos sukkah, 20 amos tall to 4 amos big. You want to make it more than 20? You have to change the walls. To say that it's, well, I made it a drop bigger, that's ridiculous, says Tosas. That's not so ridiculous. You like that answer, right? It's a math answer.
It's
a construction answer.
It's only a good answer for itself.
If what?
It's
only a good answer for tzel.
That's right. That's
Your answer.
Ain't a it doesn't change any. It doesn't change the exactly.
No,
the,
it makes it worse.
We're saying we're only going according to him.
I said it.
According to him, it, even according to him, it doesn't make any sense. That's also not it goes by ratio. It goes by ratio. So according to him, it makes sense. No, if yeah, Tosfos had a good kasha. The kasha was that the doesn't make sense.
This answer answers.
The answer answers it. Right. What about the other two? The other two, it's not, they're never going to accept this. They're never going to accept this. But at least Rabzeri will accept it. That's what the first answer he gives. Listen to this answer. The Rabbanon had a tradition. Even if it's 1,000 amos tall. A little bit the schach is going to help, even if it's 1,000 amos tall. Not the walls. If it's more than 4x4. Even if it's 4.1x4.1, it's still going to be the walls are going to, the schach is going to help. We just learned this last week. We said a large date is a shear for me and for Og Melech HaBashan. The Mechaiva, the Messias V'Daita, that it calms you down. It satisfies you. The Armenian Kuliyama Tuva Og Melech HaBashan Porta. Everybody, it satisfies a lot. Og a little bit. In other words, even though it's a little bit, it's still valid. So even though the Schach, it's 100,000 amas tall, it's only 4.1. A little bit is getting from the Schach. A little bit, even 1%, and it's good enough. That's the second answer. Okay. Now, Kiman Azal Hadamar of Chanan Bar Rabba, Amar Rav. Rav Chanan Bar Rabba.
So you could use that answer to your question earlier about that you're always getting some sunlight, some shade from the wall. It's the reverse.
It's a little bit. That would answer
your question about it being directly overhead. It's even when it's not moon, you're getting some shade from the sky.
Okay, good. That's a good answer. Good. I accept that. Good. Everyone, shkoyach. No, that's good. That makes sense. So now, Kamadol Sot Amrav Barachana Amrav. Rav Barachana, this is a hard one. He said in the name of Rav, another vort. The vort is, the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, whether or not 20 Amos is the cutoff, is B'she'ena Machzeket Elekadei Rosho Verubo V'Shulchano, on a tiny sukkah. All you can fit in the sukkah is you, your head, and you, and the table. Tiny sukkah. That's where 20 amos is a problem. But if it's a normal size sukkah, normal people can fit in it. Even if it's 20 amos tall, it's good enough. Kiman, who said that? Who says that? And the answer is, Delokachad. Nobody. Nobody could agree with that. Nobody agrees with that. Why should a small, what's the difference? Nobody agrees with that. Okay? Now, says Tosfos, in the Tosfos of Kiman Kiret Lokachad, V'divir Reb Chanan Bar Rabba Tzricha Taima. What's his reason? Why is it that, if it's above 20 amos? Why would it be above 20 amos? Only if it's not a tiny sukkah. But if it's a tiny sukkah, then why? What, according to him, what's the svara? What's the reason? What's a tiny sukkah is a problem? And if it's not tiny, it's not a problem. Why? What's the reason for that? So it says, I got to give a reason. Because if it's so small and skinny like that, and so tall, it becomes a chicken coop. That's what it's called. The kivan de gvia, it's so tall. The kitina, and so small. Kule hai so much. Ava machzekes tvei, michtei rosho nafka, michlalul, shaltanagolem, lakuri sukkah. Once it's bigger than that, it goes. No one calls it that. No one calls it a chicken coop. It becomes a sukkah. What does that mean? What does that mean? That since it's so narrow and tall, it doesn't call. No one calls it a sukkah. You call it something else. Call it a chicken coop. I'm 100% sure what that means. Later on, the Gemara is going to talk about cases of that looks like that, like a chicken coop, and it's a problem. So maybe Tosfos is foreshadowing that issue. Okay. Now, Bishlam Adur Bioshia, Pligi Adur Avhuna V'Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. Now there are three Amoraim, and each one said a different time when the Machlokas and the Mishnah applies. The inhu kayav yishur b'machshah, v'ulo kayav yishur b'machshah. Two gave shears and one didn't give a shear. The first one wasn't a shear. He just said when the walls don't reach the schach. What was his shear? He didn't say. The other two said, well, it depends if it's a big sukkah, a tiny sukkah. They gave shears. He didn't give a shear. El Rav Huna bar Rav Chana bar Rabba, neima b'hechshah sukkah k'miflagi. Maybe they're arguing. One said that the halacha about 20 amos doesn't apply in a big sukkah. One said, how big is it? Big? 4x4. And one said it doesn't apply if it's Rosh Yerubu V'Shulchanu. So maybe they're arguing about if that what's the minimum shear of a sukkah? Is it 4x4 or is it Moshe Ruvah Shulchanah? The first one said that when walls don't reach the schach, he didn't give a shear. So we don't know what kind of size the sukkah he was talking about. But the other two gave shears. Oh, if it's 4x4, it can be more than 20. Oh, if it can fit you, your body, and your table, it's more than 20. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about what's the size of a sukkah. Right? The Mar Savar, Rabbi Huna held, Hesher Sukkah Arba Amos. The minimum size of a sukkah is 4x4. Umar Savar and Rav Hanan held, Hesher Sukkah Machzek is Moshe Ruvah Shulchanah. The minimum size of a sukkah is your head, your body, and your table.
What in the world is the size of a table?
A small table, just for you. There's a picture of it. There's a picture of it in the Sifta. I'll show you afterwards. It's just like a tiny little thing. You, like this part of the table, like this. Me, I can sit here with my table. I'm sitting over here with my table, and here I am. That's all good enough. Someone has an unbelievable kasha. Listen to this kasha. If you're in a sukkah, you sit, forget this crazy size. Your regular sukkah. You're sitting in a sukkah, and you're sitting at your table. Half your body's underneath the table. Half your body's not in the sukkah. I'm sitting like this.
They're going to tell you that
my legs are under the table.
The main part of your body.
And the table is not a sukkah. And therefore, I'm not... What do you think of that, Kasha? What? Rosh of Rubo.
Rubo is majority. Doesn't mean all.
Doesn't mean all. So the fact that you're listening to this is a lumdish shayla. Think about that. Your legs are not under the sukkah. Half your body is under... It's not half. It's less than half. It's almost half.
The person is their head.
Think of the person is their head. That's why I say Rosh over Rubo. Majority and Rove. And you the majority of your body and your head. Fine. Okay?
So what happened when you're wearing a hat? Or you're wearing a raincoat?
The answer is, your body. It goes by your body. Hey, my body's under the table. My body's not in the sukkah. My body. My legs are my body. A raincoat's not my body.
It's only legs.
No, such an interesting question. You ever thought of that question?
You're saying that you're covered by a hat. It's a Hilchos Shabbos question, but the same thing. If you wear your hat's too big, you can't.
Right. Okay. So Gemara says, "Lo, the kuli alma hechsher sukkah rosh uvav shulchanu." Everybody would agree that the minimum sukkah is you, your head, and your table. V'hacha b'hacha b'flugi. Here's what they're arguing about. A different question. Demar savar, Rav Chanan held machzekes rosh uvav shulchanu pligi. They're arguing about that size. Avol yosser. But if it was bigger than that, everybody would agree, bigger than 20 amos, everybody would agree, it's fine. Umar suffer, and Rav Huna held, he held 4x4. Rosh Ruvah Shulchano, Adalat Amos Pligi. The machlokas about 20 amos is from Rosh Ruvah Shulchano up to 4 amos. Avo Yosu Midalat Amos, but if it's more than 4 amos, Divri HaKol Kshera. Everybody would agree, it's fine. Now one second. Meisvei, we have a question. There's a brisa that says like this: Sukkah she gevolam alam yasrim amma psula. If a sukkah is bought taller than 20 amos, it's puzzle. Rabbi Huda Machshir, Rabbi says good ad arboim v'chamishim amma up to 40 or 50. So if it's up to 50, why did he say 40? That's how people talk. He meant 50 up to 50 amos. That's 40, 50. That's how people talk. Rabbi Huda says. Maisa beHilni Hamalka. There was a story with Hilni Hamalka beLud, in Lud. Shahisa Sukasa Gavoh Meyasir Mama. The sukkah was 20 amas tall. Vayizaked in the Chasim Viyotzim Misham, and the Chacham would go in and out. Vlo Amru LaDaver. No one said boo, right? No one said boo. Now, from the fact that the Chacham didn't say boo to her, you see from here that a sukkah is kosher if it's more than 20 amas, right? Amru La. What are you talking about? Misham Raya Isha Haisa. She's a woman. Ptur Min HaSukkah. She's not even pata from sukkah. She's not even chayav in sukkah. Who cares how tall? What's the difference? But Amar Lahan, what do you mean? Velo shiva banim hayula. She had 7 sons. V'od also, kol ma'aseh lo asa el al pi chachamim. Everything she did was through the chachamim. So what does it have to do with anything? We'll see. We'll say one. L'amal l'misni, od kol ma'aseh lo asa el al pi chachamim. Why do you tell me that? That everything she did, she got advice from the chachamim. The answer, hachi kamil. Here's the answer. You want to tell me these kids are little? A bunch of little babies running around. Can't be. She had 7 of them. There has to be at least one that needed his mother. One was old enough that didn't need his mother anymore. That's the shear for chinuch. So one of them sitting in a normal sukkah. It's only all the midrabanan anyway. It's chinuch. Nevertheless. Vihi b'drabanan lo mashkacha. She didn't care about din drabanans. She did. Tashma. V'od kol ma'aseh lo asazon elalpi chachamim. She only listened to the chachamim. So really, in other words, she was machmer on din drabanan, right? And if the sukkah was no good, the chacham would have said something to her, right? And the fact that the chacham didn't say anything to her, you see from here that it was okay.
Why would you say it's marasayin?
What?
The chacham were going to visit her. It would be a classic case of marasayin. They're going there, they're sitting in the sukkah, people are going to think.
It's okay.
That they're visiting her?
Once you're going to visit a queen, the whole thing that changes it anyway.
Now, we'll give the answer tomorrow. Listen to this. There's a child that comes up among the Rishonim, Achronim also. Are you allowed to give your child a pasul lulav and esrog as chinuch? Are you allowed to? It's unclear. Most say no. Are you allowed to give your child a borrowed lulav and esrog? It's borrowed. You can't use a borrowed. What about your son, who's a child, who's a cotton? Mr. Bruce says it's okay. It's okay. You're allowed to. What's the difference between a borrowed one and one that's not, that's a lemon? What's the difference? So we'll see in a second. So the question is, so if you hold that it's okay, then why would they makbid on the sukkah if that it should be for even if it's taller than 20 amos? What's the problem? It's okay. We don't care so much. What do we care? So it's a puzzle sukkah. So what? You hear the question? And the Ritva answers, not the Ritva answers, the Ritva answers, you're not allowed to do chinuch in the wrong way where they're going to learn the wrong thing. So if I give them a lemon's not an esrog. It's the wrong thing. That's not chinuch. If it's borrowed, how does he know it's borrowed? It looks just as kosher as the next one. Happens to me, it's borrowed. So it's another reason why it's no good, but it doesn't look that it's no good. That's okay. That you can give to the cotton. No one knows the difference. He won't know the difference. He thinks he's doing mamish mitzvahs like a tzaddik. Same thing with the sukkah. If the sukkah's too tall, he'll learn the wrong thing. He'll learn that tall sukkahs are okay. And it's not true. That's the difference between a borrowed lulav and one that's not mamish, not pals, not kosher. What do you think of that distinction?
Simpler. One has a remedy, and one never will have a remedy. You give me my sukkah,
uh-huh.
Borrowed. I can give it to you.
Interesting. Very nice.
I can never give you a lemon.
Right. But it will never be good.
It will be a
right. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.